You might wonder how cardboard boxes, duct tape, and a swimming pool can solve a problem that has stumped researchers for years. The problem is how to get more women working in science, technology, engineering, and math, or the STEM fields for short. Some think the answer lies in giving girls hands-on projects that spark their curiosity and prepare them not only for advanced science courses in school, but also a career in the STEM fields. That's where the tape, cardboard, and pool come in. Laura Eisensee from Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media explains.
Dozens of teenage girls are gathering at the pool at Chavez High in southeast Houston. They're not here to swim if they can help it. They're preparing for an unusual regatta.
Well, we call it Mushu for a dragon from Mulan.
Jennifer Ochoa is talking about her canoe. It's dark red and the front looks like a fire-breathing dragon. She and her teammates built it out of cardboard.
And then we taped it with a lot of tape just in case the water came in. And then we put another surface of cardboard just to make it more flat. And then we started just taping everywhere.
That tape is supposed to keep the canoe afloat.
I'm really scared and nervous at the same time. I really want to win, but I mean, I just want to have fun too.
This regatta is the final challenge in the teenagers' week-long intensive STEM summer camp at Rice University. The coach, Aaron Russ, lays down the rules.
You're starting in the shallow end, paddling to the deep end. If you are one of the winners of your heat, you need to make sure to preserve your boat because you will be racing again in our finals round.
Family and friends are filling up the bleachers at the indoor pool.
So, who's ready for some racing?
The 12 teams all have names like the Yellow Submarine, Girls on Fire, and SS Powder Puff. They lug their canoes to the shallow end. Two girls pile in each boat, grab their paddles, and then...
3, 2, 1!
Some girls struggle to stay on course. One team has to swim across the pool. But this event is about much more than racing cardboard canoes. It's about designing a boat hull, buoyancy, and calculating displaced water. It's about physics and math and engineering. And Brenda Britch with the National Girls Collaborative Project says when it comes to STEM, there needs to be a cultural shift to include all young students. She says there are some key strategies to involve girls in particular.
Providing that specific feedback, having projects that are personally relevant and meaningful, having hands-on projects we know are really important.
And also, like the initiative at Rice, having mentors and role models.
So really being able to see people who are like you in one way or another, who are in these fields and who can talk to you about, you know, what they do, why they like it, struggles they've had along the way.
Back at the cardboard canoe regatta, it's also about building confidence and teamwork. When Team Mushu wins their race, student Alma Batris climbs out of her boat.
So, my heart was racing. Especially when we started to rear off from our path, I was like, okay, what do we do? We had to like paddle all the same time for just a little while.
Employing Newton's second and third laws of motion.
It really makes a point to everyone that women are intelligent, they are smart.
That's Alma's mom, Antonia Adams Batris.
They are innovative and that they are on the rising scale to be as well, if not better, as men.
Out in the workforce, women make up only 13% of engineers. For minority women, the numbers are even lower. That's not phasing Jennifer Ochoa. She's 17 years old and from Honduras. She now wants to work in bioengineering or the medical field.
We all know that we can make it. It's just that we need someone to push us and tell us, oh, you can do it.
That's her long-term goal. Today, her goal was to win. And she did. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Eisensee in Houston.